3:56, and I'm going to start the meeting a couple minutes early. There's no one from the public here. This is the meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee meeting, and if the public shows up, we will definitely bring them up to speed on anything they might have missed. So with that, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of District Water Engineer Schoen.
And the next item is public comment. There is no public available at the moment. If the public shows up, we will afford them time to make any comments they want. With that, we'll move on to minutes from the last meeting.
And I'll make a motion that we accept the meetings as shown.
Do I hear a second?
I think you guys have to do it.
Okay, I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. We'll go to D1, presentation, water wastewater update. Staff.
I'll turn it over to Virgil. Update you on.
All right, on the Newport Water Treatment 4A. We're waiting, as you know, we're rehabbing that well as well as well number two. The pump got shipped yesterday. The new pump that we ordered from the factory out of Texas yesterday and goes to Sacramento, and then more than likely Kirby pump will start to install that next week. You need that pump first because that's the first puppy that goes in the ground with all the other column pipe attached to it goes into the ground. So they have the column pipe, they just don't have the pump. So more than likely that. Then after that, then they will start well number two, put that online. But we're in a hurry to get well number 4A back up because of the weather.
So you think this time next week it'll be running?
I don't know about this time next week. I'm hoping to, because you got to run and waste test it first. Then we've got to coordinate with Lighthouse Electric, who's done the new PLT, just to make sure that everything works there fine. I'd say a week after that, for sure, we should have it up and running.
Okay, thank you. Any other updates?
That's all I have on the
one
water.
One question, when you say a week after next, maybe that's well four.
First part of it.
Just four, then you can
just... just four, that's correct.
Then two is at a later date.
Then we'll bring up two.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to discussion items, E1 approval of the revised bylaws.
Yes, if you recall at the workshop and at a board meeting, we looked at increasing some of the frequency when committees meet, and we adjusted those to have a more orderly meeting schedule for all the committees. And so this bylaw amendment change reflects that schedule so that effective May 1st, your water and wastewater committee meeting will happen every first Wednesday at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
So this is a motion to approve the amended bylaws to reflect that meeting date.
I'm okay. I'll make the motion then that we
and I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Now, would that be, if that's a first Wednesday, just so I understand, would that be May 1st then, your first one? Or
correct.
Does it have to be 30 days afterwards?
No, it's that's first meeting is May 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. Where were you, Plan 1?
No, I'll be here at Discovery Day. I plan to come to your board meeting May 1st.
Oh, okay.
I skipped the one last month, so.
You're going to make up for it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to discussion item D2, NPDES permit.
Turn that over to Greg.
Okay, so we have several wastewater items to update you on. Last time we talked about a schedule adjustment to the NPDES permit that they had asked us about. That schedule adjustment was to include a financial plan by the end of this year in relation to what it was going to take to build the denitrification project. So that, based on the record. to that track. We respond every time, but most of the time they ignore our response, but you know, we do respond. And then that would go towards a job for the NGO. So that's, they've told us they're still on schedule.
Well, even after you do the, so this new board understands the process, even after we give it our 30 days and staff there makes whatever changes, if any, they're going to make, then it gets put on to their regional fives. Region five is the one we belong to, the regional board, gets put on their agenda, and they meet at three different spots. They move their meetings, either Fresno, Sacramento, or Redding, and so whatever site that is, that gets put on their agenda to approve. If we, they don't hear any comments because they're going to make us put it in the newspaper, and they're going to put in the newspaper that the town of Discovery Bay is getting their NPDES permit renewed. If they don't hear any comments about it, then they generally put it under consent. If they feel they're getting protest about it, then they put it in there for agenda items for folks to come up and discuss and yay and nay at whatever they want to say. So just so you all know, that's the process.
And in public, there's a lot of comment.
Correct.
So when we get comments, it goes out to public.
And generally, the environmental groups are the ones who make comments on our permit. Local big ones, used to be the Delta Gatekeepers, and now there's some, they call themselves something else now, but they're the ones that comment about your permit. Either if the regional board is too relaxed against Discovery Bay, they never tell them that they're too hard against Discovery Bay. They just tell them they're too relaxed on them. You need to put more teeth into this, or you need them to do more of this or that. That's how it generally turns out. So far that I've seen.
Okay. Thank you.
So next up is UV disinfection. So we handed out a memo last night from Stantec. The first question was, is this going to cost a lot of money? They don't believe that it is either. And right now they're proceeding just rapidly the master plan as we talked about before. They're proceeding on pulling that information forward, but again, they're not expecting a huge cost to make modifications. There's a testing program recommended and some other things. So after this, we're just going to let it ride on out to the master plan. Denitrification. So last time, we had a big long discussion about the data from the treatment facility and the need to go out and get some more data from additional test labs.
Oh, yeah.
And so we leaned on Bernie and Julia to do an emergency, let's go take a bunch more data. And we don't have all the data, but we have some preliminary results. I don't know if you want to hear from
there. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
So we went out, and again, the key here is if we base a master plan on data that we don't believe in, likely as an engineer, you got to play it safe. And that means they're going to force cost your way. You have to take care of that safety, which is uncertainty. So we went out and took some data. We took 2 more weeks of data. I went out and assisted Bernie and moved the sample all over the place, and we did everything Stantec wanted. Some key results are, at the moment, for whatever reason, Caltran, one of the labs, has not gotten us any data back. FGL has gotten some data back, and McCampbell has been very diligent about giving it to us every day as soon as they get it to us. So, the predominant results here are from Campbell, but the good news is the Campbell data is a lot more consistent than what we were getting out of FGL. And so that's making everybody on the engineering side breathe a lot easier, that at least the numbers are problematic, but they're all consistent with themselves. Whereas before we had numbers that were just all over the place, and they're not consistent with themselves, and they're problematic, and so it makes it difficult to make decisions. So on the first page, just to get you up to speed, nitrate and nitrite on the influence sample was determined to not be non-detect. Basically, we don't have any in that form of nitrogen in the influence sample. That was important because FGL was speculating that we might have it as a reason for their sample results being all We do not, so that's the first page here. The second page is the split on ammonia. The first and second page kind of splits across. But the good news is the FGL, ammonia, and TKN, which is the numbers that were causing us problems before, those numbers are still kind of jacked up. You know, ammonia is part of the total nitrogen, so TKN is total nitrogen for you guys, and ammonia is a part of total nitrogen. So total nitrogen should be more than ammonia. Well, for some reason, FGL keeps telling us that total nitrogen is less than ammonia, so we kept struggling with that. McCampbell, however, shows it properly the other way around. For the majority of their samples, their total nitrogen is more than ammonia, and that's been very good. What is surprising to us, but really, we can see this trend, but now we can kind of confirm it with McCampbell's data, is that there's the high ammonia coming into the plant, and the ammonia to TKN ratio is skewed for Discovery Bay. We were talking about it today before I came over, and we think a lot of that has to do with the long force main from Newport Drive that organic nitrogen can be converted on the way over. So then that becomes consistent in terms of that data. The one trend that is also a little bit better is if you look at BOD on page two, we're seeing higher numbers for BOD now, 188 and 152 from McCampbell for the two different sample locations. And then FGL with a limited data set was either 254 or 165. What was important is in the master plan in 2013, we used 200. We used 200 even though we were measuring 150. And the reason we did that is like we've never seen any community ever be 150. It's always been at least 200, and most of them are 300 or 400 around you guys. Like the communities all around you are over 300, everybody. So 10 state standards for the federal government is 200, and so when we did your original master plan, we played it safe and said 200 is the lowest we're going to go. We're going to make sure we do at least 200. That's fine when we planned out oxidation ditches and all the stuff, and everything works out fine. But when we go to denitrify, the amount of BOD you have is very important, because we use the BOD as food to grow the bugs that denitrify for you. So the BOD is the food source. We grow a specific kind of bacteria that strips and takes care of the nitrogen for you automatically. And they do it for free, and the food comes for free too, right? So that's like the best way to do it. The food comes in the wastewater for free. You just gotta have some tanks and take care of that, and that'll do it. What is problematic with Discovery Bay is you have high ammonia, high TKN, and low BOD. It used to be we were measuring an average of 150, really low BOD. At least we're now at 188, a little closer to what we had assumed in the master plan. But the implication for Discovery Bay is we may not have enough food to complete the reaction. So the reaction occurs when we give the BOD to the biology in the tank, and they go after the BOD, they eat the food, and they take out the nitrogen for us. That's the reaction. If you don't give them enough food, they don't grow enough bacteria to take out all the nitrogen. So it's as simple as that. You feed the bugs, they do all the work for you. But you don't feed them, they don't do the work for you. So we're right on the cusp of calculating out, you know, if you don't have enough food source, which in general is normally resolved by adding methanol to the plant. So you have to purchase methanol, you have to purchase food before your biology is run. So we talked a little bit about this last month and the implication. We're going to have to make a decision in the master plan at some point in time. These numbers, you know, as we're getting closer, we're going to get Caltest numbers too, and we'll see that. But the writing's on the wall. We've been measuring. At least we've got nice consistent results now, but they still indicate to us that you're low on your food source, you're low on your BOD to complete the nitrogen reaction. So how would we proceed? I'm going to recommend, instead of, there's still some uncertainty in the data, there's still some things that aren't great about the data. Before I put a permanent methanol facility in, I would try the process out first without it. See if you can make it go. And then save the money up front. Don't put it in unless you need to. Because another methanol facility is going to be another $1 million when you put a permanent one in with all the safety stuff and everything you have to do for that. And plus, you have to purchase it. I mean, you've got to buy the methanol every month. You know what I'm saying? And methanol is the industrial form of byproduct, if you would. It's the same compound, only it's industrial, costs a lot less, and they put chemicals in so you can't drink it. But it's the same, basically the same stuff. this industrial broken up. But you can imagine you're buying that, just pouring it in, just pouring the water, and this is in the folks chew on it. So, you know, we're just speculating right now how this is all kind of lined out. We're talking to Stan Tech today on the phone. You know, we were going down the line and they, you know, we discussed this concern again about our shortage of BOD, our shortage of food. And their reaction is, well, we're going to have to design a methanol plant. I said, well, I think we could design any features to allow to feed it in. We build the plant, we see if we can run it, and of course on the schedule we have now, as long as we start, you know, August, September, as long as we start designing in August, September, we'll have a year to run the plant before we need to do something, right? That gives Bernie time to see if we can make it work, and under our old permit, climate changes. And we can always bring in temporary methanol, you know, just buy it in drums. We can always bring in temporary methanol if for some reason we try it for, you know, 8-9 months, and it's not working. We bring in temporary methanol. What it would mean, though, is you have a second construction project. You'd have to build a permanent facility after you build the Denite project, you know. So, but the upside to you is you save all the money if you don't need it. You don't need it, you don't need it, you know, kind of thing. The other option is, of course, plan for that you might, that you're going to need it, and just build it in and face the cost up front. So that decision will be coming your way. As her comments, so as a heads up, that the implication is taken.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sorry. Do you see anywhere in the future, if we don't need it within a year or two, and everything's great, but we built it, would we ever possibly need it in the future? Is it something that
I don't think you would need it if you can get by the first 12 months. What would you need it is if your nitrogen continued to go up in your view and you didn't. But normally that's not the case. You know, people make the nitrogen. We make it. You know, we make it in our urine. We make it in when we go to the bathroom. We make the food too. It's all from us. You know, kind of. You don't have any industry really. You know, in town that can skew your results. Most facilities in Silicon Valley, 99% of them don't use methanol to do this. You know, there's enough food, but a lot of people around you have higher BODs. You're the lowest by far from anybody around you. Tracy, Brandon is over 300. Tracy's over 300. Mantica is over 300. You know, that's just the triangle on three sides of you right there. They're all over 300. You guys don't quite make 200.
Well, we're all eating the same food. I don't understand.
I know. We don't know why. We can't figure it out. Other than this is what the data keeps. That's why I keep testing.
But if my memory's right, we've known that.
Yes.
Low BOD for
right.
Many years.
Correct.
That is the BOD numbers today about the same as they were 5 years ago.
Right, but the flows went down because of the drought and the recession. But our nitrogen and ammonia went up, which is what you typically expect. Like your concentration goes up. Like the people are still here. They still eat the same food. They still go to the bathroom the same amount. If you just have less water coming in, usually your concentration goes up. You know, the same stuff is here. Same stuff's in the water. That's what we found with ammonia and TPN. The ammonia and the TPN are both higher than they were 5 years ago when we did the original master plan. Very consistent with our flows were 1.8 and now they're 1.3. You know, we had, you know, a big drop in flows. Our concentrations went up. And ammonia and TPN, the exact same percentage of flow drop. So it's very consistent. Just DOD has always been this kind of mystery. Where is the DOD going this town? We don't know.
But so that would indicate like you have more water than you have solids coming in.
Yes. Like there was a leak. But a leak would be consistent with all the diets being low, not TPN and ammonia being high. Because those are soluble. Those are very easily measured. They're very soluble. They go right in the water. You know, it's very easy to measure. You know, so anyway, we have more tests, but the writing is kind of clear. We're going to have a decision to make. Do we, as we kind of do this draft, and we're not in the draft yet, you know, we still got to finalize this data and get this hammered out. We're going to have a draft report on flows and loads next month. So
when is Caltrans supposed to get?
No, I'm talking to them. They're supposed to be sent to me. A BLD takes 5 days. So I'm imagining they're waiting for all of them to come out, but I said go ahead and send me the data they have now. So hopefully before we start receiving some tomorrow. I got some more in today from FGL. I'm just gonna do a little question.
So we're shooting for what is called a flows and loads TM, which is the most important TM written, which is basically, this is what we're going to design and treat. this is the quality of the water that we are going to take from A to B, you know. That's going to come out probably in the first part of May, so because we don't have this data completed yet. We've still got to finish this data. This data is going to come in the hour number. So it's going to probably be the first or second week of May when that comes out. The only unfortunate thing is you guys moved your date for us to discuss this to Wednesday on May 1st. So we're going to end up not tricking back to see you again to talk about this until June, just because of the way you guys moved your date.
We can hold a special meeting if we need to.
Okay.
Yeah, we can.
But basically, the most important thing is we're going to come out with this draft memo, and this is it. This is the agreement. This is what we are doing. No take backs. You know, this is what we're going to sit down and say, this is what we're going
to do. So
we're
going to get to the point of the $2 million project or an $8 million project?
Well, you know, that certainly has implications to this based upon this, right? You know, because once you say, this is the concentration, this is the ammonia we're going to use, this is the best data we have, then we go fit the process to that, right? You know, but we're not going to go back and question data anymore. It's going to be, this is what it is, this is what the recommendation is, we work it out and agree, but we do need to do that quickly so that they can move on. I was hoping to have a draft, so what my plan was, we get a draft of the flows and loads in May, and that I can, and if we get that, with at least a nod of, yeah, we're going to proceed this way, we can get a draft of what are we doing with nitrogen late June, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm still puzzled about why we don't have very many solids and we have a lot of liquid, because obviously the newer homes are energy efficient.
Yeah,
more solids, less water coming
yeah.
in. Could we do some sampling from our lift stations, grab samples for VOD? Or does
yeah,
it have to be
we certainly can do grab samples, but the problem with grab samples is they're really hit or miss, and without a 24-hour composite, it really is not very meaningful for a grab sample. Now, we have portable samplers, we do some lift station tests. What we found at the treatment plant is when we put the portable sample in the water, if there wasn't a screen there, it just ran it up right away, and then sample became useless. So our first sample here on this date was kind of useless because I went to the next day and there's a rag ball that big wrapped around the sample. And so that was one thing. Me and Bernie were working for 5 days. Every time I would go out there, I'd find a rag on the thing, we move it around and redo things, and you know, it's here.
Gotcha.
And the real goal is what I'm trying to do is by June get an implications memo out of Stantec. You know, like, okay, we approved this in May. This is what we're going to do, these are the numbers we're going to use, they can work on the process, and they can come back in June to us and say, okay, the master plan is not going to be done. We originally wanted the master plan done by July 1st. It isn't going to be done by July 1st. We've been so late in getting this data done. But we can pretty much hold schedule on the key aspect of what do we do with nitrogen, right, which is a big focus of the master plan. So my goal was if we can get a nod in May, that, yeah, this draft looks good, we're going to go with these numbers, they can crunch on that, and by June we can start having discussions of what the implications of that are. You know, so, however, if you're beginning in June, we're going to be just off by this two-week period thing, you know, in terms of our scheduled meetings.
Well, like I said, we could meet earlier and keep steps. You okay with that?
Well, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with meeting whenever you want to meet, except July, first week of July, second week of July. Ammonia's going up and you don't know why.
Oh, I think the reason ammonia and TKN are up is because your flows are down and the same number of people here. So that's my reason why.
What you? So you know the reason why.
That's why I believe it.
Let's go back a little. You said that we're unique, Discovery Bay.
Yes.
In one category.
VOD.
Okay.
VOD.
Do we know why?
No.
Okay. So if we solve that, we'll know what direction to take.
Well, we've been trying to solve it for quite a while. Knowing the reason why, and the first question is the data accurate?
Yes.
Are we measuring accurate data? Is this just a measurement error, right? So we've been struggling with that for several rounds of testing Discovery Bay, but this is our last round, and the data is a little bit better, but it's still low.
So what we did, and what was recommended was go to instead of two facilities, we go to three. So we've got three here, and all three are a little bit off.
Well, we're waiting on one to weigh in. We're waiting on Caltrans to weigh in, you know, but assuming in there. first or second week of May. You know, and then we're going to have to keep things on schedule. We're going to want to review that and give the direction back to Stantec about, yeah, we see this, and this is what we're going to do. These are the decisions we're going to make. And this is the values we're going to use going forward so that they can press on the next. So your question about why is the BOD low? At some level, it doesn't matter other than it is. You know, the real question is the number real? Well, if that's a real number, and we agree it's a real number, then the number's low, and changing the number doesn't really do much for us because we have ammonia there already. So let's say you took water away. Let's say the BOD is the right amount, and somehow we're able to conserve more water in Discovery Bay and drive our BOD concentration up, also drive ammonia concentration up. The whole key is it's the ratio of ammonia to the food, to BOD, you know, and the fact that it's low, that's how many pounds it is. You take that flow and that concentration, you calculate pounds. So I have pounds of ammonia and pounds of this. It's this ratio that matters. And right now, ammonia's here, BOD's here. I need BOD like here. It's kind of right there. It's right on the board, just a little short of where it should be to treat this whole, you know.
So to bring the BOD up is methanol?
Yeah, so what we do is we add BOD, we add food. We buy methanol, we pour it in. Just like take a bottle. I have a fish tank at home. I do this at home. I take vodka, I just pour it right in my fish tank. Okay, that's much easier. It's much bigger. Big giant fish. It's a bacteria tank, not a fish tank.
I would suspect because I think a lot of people are gone most of the day or just weekends. Because you average a calculation for a BOD is 0.17 pounds per day per person. And we're probably around 10 or 11 pounds per day per person the flow we get in. So I would suspect that has something to do with it. We don't, you know, like Tracy, there are 30, 40, 50,000 people. We have 15 plus. Maybe at any town we might have 10. So I think that has something to do with it. Bugs will tell you, they're going to grow or they're not going to grow. They had enough food or they're not going to.
So you had said last meeting that the master plan was coming in, like you said, early part of July.
Yeah, we were hoping, you know, our original schedule was to finish the whole plan.
Sure.
Yeah, but with this delay in the
end. And then we couldn't decide on the 2 to 8 million.
Right.
Until that came in, but now this is delaying the master plan.
Correct. Yes, and so my goal is.
And is it a day for a day? So if we don't have this, we move the master plan out.
Well, the whole master plan is going to push out at least till end of summer. Okay, in terms of getting the whole thing wrapped up. All right, but in terms of what we need to know, which is focusing on our first step, which is what are we going to design to, and our what process are we going to pick to rate them, which one's going to get us there, right? If we can in early May get a draft memo out from here, and we can meet and discuss it with everybody. Because remember, we decided this time we're going to have everybody on board. We're not going to just make decisions on the side and come out of the finished product. You guys want to be involved all along the way. So we need to meet in May, probably second or third week of May, to review the flows and load memo that comes out here. Talk about the implications of that. Talk about the numbers. We'll have Caltest data to go with it. And then we're going to call it. We're going to say, this is what it is. We all buy off on that, then we can release Stantec to say, okay, those numbers are good. This is what we're going to use. Let's go on to the next step and focus on what our denitrification process is going to be.
Well,
if we do that, I was hoping that we could at least get a draft in here, you know, that we could all sit down and talk about. And at least still kind of keep the big picture schedule dollars kind of moving while we finish up.
I don't think it was, so this committee would likely not make that decision. It
right.
is something that would be run by this committee, and we can hold a special meeting to do that. But that's really for the board to go forth in this
yeah.
direction.
So we certainly can do that. You don't typically have the board approve a, you can't, but in terms of engineering detailed data, technically what you normally do is you rely on an engineer to tell you what you ought to do, right? That's what you do. The committee wanted to be involved so that everybody understood, so we're saying, okay, let's get the committee involved. But when you do a complex master plan, it's going to be like 12 chapters or 15 chapters in the master plan. You don't take each one to the board and get approval of each step. But I can certainly go to the board and give a presentation, but you wouldn't normally ask for their approval of it, right? You give a recommendation to the engineers recommending this is what we're doing.
I heard you say we need to make a decision.
Yeah, no,
and if there's a we, it involves the board.
Okay.
So, if it's a you, you're the engineer, that's different than a we.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me was, when we started this process, everybody here in this committee said they wanted to be involved, so I took that to mean us. But I'm perfectly capable of making a decision also. You know, so I can just decide.
I don't think that they want the, you know.
Well, I mean, reality is I can brief you and I'm giving you my recommendations.
Yeah.
They're giving you a recommendation. I mean, they're giving you a recommendation. I'm reviewing the recommendation analysis, and I'm giving you a second opinion,
right.
And then we're saying this is what you ought to do. I mean, that's what's going to happen in the
month. I think that
okay.
needs to go before the board. Though. I mean, just so they buy off on that.
What?
Well, I mean, what we're talking about here is whether to go big or go small, and it's a decision that we got to live with.
But I don't think that's a decision we'll make. The decision will be made by engineering, whether it's 2 or 8, and they'll tell us why.
The 2 or 8 is kind of skewed a little bit. It ain't going to be 2 or 8. It's going to be 8 or 12.
Right.
Well, you just popped out a bubble.
Yeah.
Because you gotta, if you're going to do the 2, you go to rehab plan 1, that's another 4 to 6. So you're now you're back up to 8 already.
Right.
And
yeah.
you got to do upgrade to plan 2, which is another 2 or 3. So you're looking at 8 to 12.
Right. Now, you guys are carrying your rehab plan 1 as a separate budget. That's all. So he's just saying, realistically, the project would be included in rehab. But you were carrying that as a separate budget.
And the same cost. So if we didn't want to upgrade, I'm sorry, I'm
yes.
off track, but because you said it, if we didn't want to use plant 1 and upgrade that and good rebuild, we got real estate in plant 2, I presume, to build enough
yes.
capacity in plant 2 and just say forget plant 1 for now, it's going to be the same cost as rehabbing the, will it be the same cost as rehabbing 1?
Now that's some of the things the master plan is trying to identify for us, is how to best utilize plant 1. That's a good question. When your question is, can we do it all plan 2, even if we had to build some extra facilities, or do we need plan 1?
Yeah.
And do we have? And if we need plan 1, we have to do some rehab in plan 1 if
sure.
we need it. Okay. The master plan is going to answer that question. The first step in the process is separate anoxic basins, you don't lose any capacity at plant two. But if we do simultaneous nitrification in the existing ditch, you lose capacity at plant two. So they have
no. I understand. And my thought, if it's going to be in the master plan, we could still dispute that if we wanted. If we look at plant one, investing $1 million or $10 million, whatever it is that better than building overcapacity in plant two that eventually will not be used? Because if we invest in one and then we stop using it because we've got this up and running, we could build it at two and we still have the same thing. What's
correct.
The cost benefit? And what's the benefit of eliminating one?
Right.
So I think that's a future discussion.
Absolutely.
For this.
Right. So what we're going to do in process is those discussions are all going to come here. Everything you just talked about.
Good.
When we talk about dollars, that's all going to come here. When we talk about dollars.
Okay.
If you want to talk about dollars and we make a decision, we're not going to want the board's approval on dollars. Because let's say you get here and you say, okay, you can do it, you can keep plan one. But for $1 million more, you could do it all with plan two.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to take that kind of decision to the board ahead of time before we finish the plan.
Yes.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the plan of, but you know, just the, hey, here's the data, guys. We've scratched the surface, we've gotten the lab, we've tested. This is your data. We're going to say we're designing for this. There really isn't a lot of things to approve, other than we're going to let you know this is what it means, this is the implications towards as we continue the planning effort. The next steps of the planning effort are bringing back dollars. They're bringing back processes and dollars. And they're saying, okay, based upon this new data that we've all agreed to use, this has this implications for design, that has these implications for its cost, these benefits and trade-offs, and those will be ones coming forth, you know, kind of thing. So that's what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is focus the master plan quickly on the nitrification, denitrification processes.
Yes.
Driver, okay, because
yes.
It spins off what happens to plant one and all other things. But we don't have to have the whole plan done to get past this and focus hard on that application. We think we can get a draft out with something to talk about in June or at least July, you know, next meeting in July. And because that has implications because we can start planning for things, right? Because that's the big thing is everyone, man, I don't know what we're going to do. You know, I don't know how much money we need. I don't know how this is going to work. So I think even though the master plan is, the whole plan is not going to be done until September, I think we can be start making progress once we get past this.
Okay. But we can drop the hope that 2 million would be a good number. It's not going to happen. So
well,
it sounds
yeah,
like
so right now,
8 plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We've always had a separate budget for rehab and plant one.
Sure.
So we've always, I think it's 4 million, something like that. So we've always had a 4 million budget for rehab and plant one. Was it 1.9? Yeah. So we've always had a budget for plant one, but it's been separate out of the discussion of what DNA specifically is going to cost.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question. I went back and checked your POD, and based on what Bernie was indicating, that the residents are here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and not so much during the week. And the BOD numbers are higher on a Monday because it generally takes 24 hours after you flush on a Sunday. Where it reaches the plant to be processed to the lift station. So the Mondays are higher for that week from BOD. Just an FYI.
Well, people are home.
Which would imply that a weekend is.
Because they're
weekend
home on the weekend.
Yeah.
It takes a while. You don't flush on a Saturday, shows up at the plant Saturday.
Yeah.
It generally takes a little while.
Yeah, but the big thing is, I need the bugs to work every day.
Yeah, no,
so
I know.
It could be you don't need methanol on weekends, but you need methanol from Tuesday to Thursday. But we need the bugs to work every day. Right now, we're looking just at the average, going, you know, we're right there on what's required. And we'll get some, we're waiting on Cal tests, and we'll get those boundaries.
Are there alternatives to methanol? Because that would be an ongoing cost, perpetuity.
Well, the number one alternative, which is what everybody does if they can do it, is use wastewater, BOD, to get you there. That's the number one alternative.
I get that. Well, is there a way to import that in and increase our BOD?
You know, I'll start opening more restaurants in downtown Discovery Bay, you know,
well,
have, a big special,
like
have a big
opening
special
up pump stations and things of that nature to bring pumpers in.
Get a food factory, start taking septic for free. Yeah, it's food is food. Food is food. Bugs don't care.
What's the approximate cost ballpark on adding?
It's 50 cents a gallon.
No, okay, 60.
Yeah, so when we did it, let's put this right. When we did it before, in the original master plan, we looked at that alternative where we could use the filters and use methanol to do it. When we did it before, it was coming out, it was this would be, we're supplementing, so I don't know where you're at, but I could see it being $100,000 a year annually.
So $100K annually, probably, and then what's it cost to build a plant?
Probably $1 million.
$1 million to add that process.
Could you take sludge out of our lagoons and put it back into the system?
Insoluble beauty. So, you know, that sludge has been chewed on for years. Bugs have been working on it really hard.
It's not much food left.
That's a dry old bone.
Correct.
Okay, so this is going to be a really stupid question, but what if we imported it? Okay, so what if we got some from Brentwood and we trucked it in? Is that a way to change the numbers by taking some of Brentwood's food, trucking it here, and saving some costs?
Right. That's true. But remember, you're buying diesel trucks now, you're buying labor, you're buying things too.
Where are the septic tank guys? Where do they dump their stuff?
Brentwood, they don't come here.
Why not?
Because we don't take septic to the plant.
Why not?
It's a receiving station.
We don't really have.
But we can wreck a receiving station.
Even if you were operating that,
even if you had to add some methanol, you'd reduce the amount of methanol by whatever.
I know this is taking us way off, but it's sort of related.
It is.
I don't know what's it cost to make a receiving station?
You can buy a profile and a receiving station.
Is that a $100,000 thing?
It's probably $300,000 to build a pad and buy the
thing. It's a little bit, yeah.
And what do they charge at Brentwood to receive that?
Well, different communities charge different things. Like I was talking about earlier, you want to register the vendor with you so you know what they're bringing you. You charge them a registration fee, and then you charge them a discharge per
gallon. Well, where I'm going with that is we become the low-cost provider.
Right.
We beat everybody in
price. Certainly it would be for Septies in Discovery Bay, but again, you don't have a lot of commercial in Discovery Bay.
I don't care where they're from.
Well, we have our pump. But we have our, in front of every restaurant here today, you have your...
grease traps.
Huh?
Your grease traps?
Grease traps, right. And that's the food.
That is food. I don't know if we want to put grease is...
That causes another problem.
Yeah.
You can put that in digest to make it
better. I know. I don't know if I want to take grease and dump it right into a treatment plant. But that's just going to float on the surface and all kinds of things are going
to
happen.
I would like to explore that, at least, you know, not $1,000 or $1 million thing, but explore what are the septic companies being charged?
Yeah.
And where are they coming from to Brentwood? Are they just going right down Highway 4 right here?
One thing is the marina has a private septic system, right, for the boats and stuff?
They have pump station, but it comes in the age.
Oh, it just goes in age. All right. Okay. So.
To see if that offset, if that increase our BOD level, then we've eliminated the...
Yeah, right. And
or we've reduced it.
Or reduced it, right, you know, kind of thing. And so that's the real question is there a creative... So first off, do we need it for sure? And it looks like, as an engineer, we'd say, you've got to play it safe to put it in, but do you really need it? I don't know. Right? It's just that close. Okay. So then the question is, how do we go about helping to get you over the line?
Well, if the septic tank trucks come here, and even though we're the low-cost provider, they get a better deal coming here, so we're going to come here, how much volume, dollar and cents is what I'm talking about, how long is it going to take to pay for the $250,000, $300,000 unit? Is that paid for in 1 year?
Probably not. Looking at Discovery Bay, unless you can pull them out of Brentwood, I don't know how many trucks you can get. Usually I'm going to say simple, maybe it's $100 a truck, $150 a truck, something like that, right? So 10 trucks a day is $1,000 a day, you get 10 trucks. You know, you ain't going to get 10 trucks. You might get one or two, you know, so you're getting a couple hundred bucks a day out of it. You see what I'm saying? But the issue is the benefit for you isn't just the tip fee that you got when you dropped it off. The benefit for you is you got some more free food to offset that offer.
Even if it took 5 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the methane.
Yeah.
We're dollars ahead.
You would be.
The only septic, though, that you're thinking, I'm trying to think out loud here with you all, would be more of the porta potties.
Right.
Your home septic, generally you don't pump that out, but once a year, once every couple of years.
We don't care where it's coming from.
I know.
We just, you know, Yeah, frequency, right, so we, well, we, the first thing would be to just contact, if we could have, just do a marketing.
Williamson, there's a big one out here.
The septic companies and say, how many trucks are you running, where do you run, where are you going now, how much you paying?
Yeah.
We're looking to put one in, would you be interested, and we do a survey of 50 of those septic companies around, I don't know how many there are, we would know whether there's a demand there or not, without spending too much money, and that we might be able to do in-house to, you know, somebody on the phone.
So that's one source, you know, like you said, I mean, you and Holly from Grant would be better, remember, you gotta remember what is it we're gonna haul, so Grant, their concentration is like 300, but it's not like 1,000, so you've gotta haul a lot of their stuff to move our number up, right? So if you have one of something, they gotta have at least one to get you halfway to the number, right? So 1 + 1 = 2, that would be halfway to the number. So 300 and 180 would get us 250. That would be perfect. But that talked about 1 million gallons a day of water. So, you know, that's sort of thing. So they're looking at.
Well, maybe the septic tank stuff doesn't have as much water.
Oh, it does. Septic is pretty good because it's a lot less water.
Yeah.
It's a lot more concentrated. Yeah, so septic makes total sense. It's way more concentrated. It's like 1,000, you know.
Can we venture down that path? Or can I?
You have a...
Well, but what I can recommend
is... look into that and start looking at some water.
You can do a little research, survey some guys.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we can do that in parallel by, you know, the same numbers. Let's get a draft into June of our process where we start talking about dollars and implications and trade-offs. So that's the real thing, is there's going to be dollars, implications, and trade-offs in June. Probably make the meeting in July. Actually, is it going to be canceled now if it's July 4th weekend? Or are you just going to move it?
What date does it fall on?
Right?
Probably because it's before the 4th, we'll probably have it.
Oh, we might have it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
It's July 3rd.
Yeah.
It is July 3rd.
Unless everybody's going to be out of town that July week.
I haven't been told.
True point. I guess
but
we would
have.
We
can always pick it next week, but second week, July 3rd.
We can have a special meeting.
We can always have a special meeting. That's
okay.
24-hour notice meeting.
So I think that's what we have to target then is that meeting in July to talk about what we find out now. Took this data, you planned this, you did this, these are the implications, these are
that would give us time to do a subject survey kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you have too much food if we got
too
much?
Yeah, we want to overdo it. We want to get a little bit of food. Otherwise, it still costs us to treat it. We're still
I think the little bit we need to understand, what are you thinking in gallons? You know, for him.
Well,
so.
I don't know how concentrated it is, so I know how many pounds I need.
Okay.
It depends on how concentrated it is.
Okay, so that's
the master plan schedule for the next 2 weeks. I mean, next 2 months. That's what we're doing for the next 2 months. Okay? So the other thing is, we just talked about the United Nations permit, something like that. Okay, diffuser. It's not on the list, but it should be. We had a meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers on the diffuser permits, and they said you're not allowed to do the short form permit.
Oh, wow.
We're going back to water and wastewater.
I guess so. Yes.
Good. Yes, you are.
That's what we're doing. So on the diffuser in the river, right? Not working right. We're going to the Army Corps. We got to get permits. We had a meeting with the Army Corps, like 15 people. They're saying they want the long form permit, not the short form. We're going to try and get that submitted. If you recall, Burley Parsons is working on that permit for us. You're trying to get that submitted by the end of the month. They're saying they're likely not even going to be able to process it until the end of the summer, and there's no way we're going in this year, period. So, you know, they also said that fishing game was between the government shutdown and the fires. Our focus is entirely on other issues, and like even if you turn this in, it's just been like sitting on a shelf for a while. So,
so much for water being a priority.
Just changes your financial.
As long as we've submitted the paperwork, they can't find us.
Yeah, I don't know.
There is no real reason. We can't go ahead.
I didn't think they could have find us in the last stupid stuff that they pulled, but they did.
have we corresponded this with the budget for the
Yes,
year?
So we're working on calls now. That's what we're waiting. We've got people come out and look, and we're waiting on the calls estimates.
What about padlocks? Would they just padlocks be padlocks? Or you?
Padlocks would move into a fob padlock.
So oh, wait.
Into a fob padlock. So, like the same key you swipe, it will open the padlock.
And they'll be. They'll be able to take the gases, the sewer gases, mainly at your lift stations, your hatches all have padlocks on them. The gases corrode that lock. Would that cause a problem? Because it may be cheaper for us, the district-wise, just to have a key for those type rather than the most expensive one.
Just something, we just look at some
We drive on there.
Yeah, look at the manual, I don't like the hatch maybe.
You leave regular padlocks with a key.
Non-central stuff.
Yeah. Gates, the gates that go through every day that have a padlock, that would have a either a fancy lock that you want.
So should have, like all the floor plans, would have a key opener. Either open when you come up, either stay open or open when you buzz
again. Or even Willow Lake.
Yes, even Willow Lake. But it's all programmable. Like the idea of Willow Lake would be first person there in the morning.
So I'm not going to talk about it. I want to put it on for discussion.
Yeah.
How that water's treated and where not treated, I didn't mean treated, how it's managed and where it routes back into it. And that could have been some of the problems we had in the past with the algae plumes that we have. My understanding.
Right.
So if that's the case, I'd like to bring it up for discussion to see. My understanding again is that there have been some changes from the original design.
Yeah.
And we shortcutted some things. We saved money.
So
right. He can't put it on the agenda until he knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to bring that up for discussion.
What's it called again?
Storage tank for reject water. From filter system.
It's the reject water management.
And it's really handling the reject water.
Got it.
The second is I'd like to amend you.
What I would say is we should call it Justin Andy.
Justin and you, or that's Justin's game?
Both of us.
Okay. All right. Justin.
We'll need Justin here. That's all I'm playing.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is something we need. We got master plan coming, but I'd like to put plant one on the discussion. I think there's a lot of money going into plant one. There's potential to upgrade, potential in this thing to do it. So let's talk about it here as a group and just see what direction we're taking. And then the third is a minor little piece, but I'd like to at least have it on the agenda during the summer. It's no hurry.